Uno, dos, tres. There we go. Hi, everybody. How's it going? It's been a while since we've been... Let me zoom in on that there a little bit. Zoom in. Boom. Okay, dokie, where are we at? Hi, we're back in the room. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Everybody that's having a good time, moms, dads, children, even little Yorkshire Terriers, maybe that want to be turned into Yorkshire puddings around the world. What's going on? It's been a full year and a bit. As you can see, we got no shirt on. Flex those titties. But this is what we got to do, because if we don't do it like this, it's not going to be done at all. And we got to keep the ball rolling, and we got to keep it going, and we got to generate content. But yeah, so where have we been this past year? It's been crazy. The last time we did it, as you can see, I got some kind of hand cast on, this little stint. Exploded my thumb. I smashed the tip of my thumb, the top of my thumb, in between two steel frames, exploded the bone into about 5 pieces. Was pretty eventful, I guess you could say. I don't know if anybody smashed a bone or exploded a bone before, but the closest thing that I can compare it to was popping the menthol ball in a Camel Crush cigarette, or a menthol one, whichever, or not menthol, a Marlboro, whichever one you do. But that was what it was. Slammed it between two steel things, it exploded, immediately got lightheaded, knew something was up, went to the medic at work, and in true form of Alberta, I'm claiming WSIB. So that's what we're doing now. So we're at home here, just writing, staying busy, trying to stay out of the way of the house mouse so she doesn't put me to work as much as she would like to. And for who doesn't know who the house mouse is, the house mouse is my girlfriend Veronica, who's always squeaking, running around, tidying things, creating new things, and ultimately giving me a task list. So that's what we're trying to do. I don't know if any of you guys live with your partners where they immediately make you do things, but that's what life is like living here, and it's a beautiful time to live here. I will say that. It is a beautiful time to live here. We've renoed the whole house in a fashion where I would say if someone wrote a magazine or published a magazine, they would walk in and say, my goodness, let's take a shot of this living room and put it in the magazine. That's what I will say. And my parents are coming here in a couple of weeks, and I'm very looking forward to saying, look at the beautiful girlfriend I've made. I didn't make her. She was made by two other people. And then nature and nurture combined together in a beautiful way to make the way she is. So, but I'm just very looking forward to bringing my parents into this place, because I lived in a little shithole off of Spadina before where they never came to look. But I'm going to show them, say, this is where your son did the things he did to get to where he is. So we're firing it up again. I know a lot of comedians and a lot of people are doing these things, but in this world, people want to know what I'm doing and where I am, because I ain't gonna lie. We let a lot of people down, let a good core group of people down during this whole time where the past year, but I needed to take a step back, you know? I needed to take a step back and look inside and see what I was doing. And majority of what it was the world shut down. And I said, okay, what are we going to do to create income and to create things? Because I didn't want to just be a CERB kid. You know what I mean? Collecting CERB, doing whatever, which in hindsight, maybe I should have. And creatively, I probably would have got a lot further than where I am today. But, you know, fiscally, we fucking knocked it out of the park, dude. 126,000%. We knocked it out of the park fiscally, but it was enjoyable because I wanted to say, if the world was shut down, what was I going to do and what will I need to do, right? So what did I do is I just buried myself in work, worked fucking 60 hours a week plus, what was it, 40 is a regular work week plus an additional 2 days of eights. Well, no, we did 50 plus another eight. I did 68-hour work days, for fucking 47 days straight, 10-hour days, pumping it out except for weekends. Got a new car, got a motorbike, fucking bought 5 handguns, 2 shotguns, a couple audio equipment things, got out of debt, got back into debt, but not too much. Did a couple other things that, you know, we're not allowed to disclose right now, but later on, eventually, we will disclose these things because people will see it. And just really did all that, you know. Another troublesome thing happened where I had this whole, like, weird, you know, because when COVID first came out, you'd be like, fuck this shit, you know. You're like, I'm going to survive, I'm going to go ahead and do it. And then you see it starting to affect people and all this. And then it affected my personal family. My family. I know every family's personal, I guess, if you come from it. But it affected it where I lost someone very close to me. And then it kind of turned into a bit of a dark spiral. But we're out of it, you know. We're out of it. We reached out to many people. I talked to a lot of friends. And we registered myself with some therapy. I'm going to go to therapy for the first time as an adult. I did it as a youth to overcome my problems effectively. That's what we did. We went to the Blue Cross building. And then if I was good enough all week, I'd get enough gold stars. And then I'd get a big old family bag of Ariba chips, which is kind of funny where it's like, let's get these kids to do what we want and we'll give them chips after. And I realized I was in a class full of like actually handicapped kids that didn't really know how to do things. And then I was like, oh, fuck, I got to get out of here, you know, because that's what it was. I would just I was a behavioral kid. But they put me in classes with mental kids. That's what they did. Put me in classes with mental kids. And it was like one of those, you know, when you like you see a coach or you see a person, you go, this guy's wasting his talent. He's never going to be his real self if he keeps slacking off like this. That's what it was. I'd slack off till I could get to learning disabled classes or like learning strategies. The ace it out of the park. Bang, Babe Ruth it over the fence line, and they'd be like, this guy's good. And I'd be like, hell yeah, you know? Because that's what it felt like. It felt like I was playing a video game on easy, and I was getting all the accolades, and I'm like, yeah, 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 building my self-esteem up to a point where, like, I was just a piece of shit all around until, like, you know, you had to do whatever you had to do. But basically, that's where it was, you know? Life was just shit, and I didn't really feel like creating things, and I felt like hiding and withdrawing within myself, and just burying myself with work. And it became like funny too, because it got to the point where like there's weird flexes in life, you know, where it's like you're like, yo, check out this, check out what I'm doing, look at all these cool things. And my flex was, yo, fuck it, I'm working 68 hours a week, motherfucker. Guess what I'm doing? I'm doing the shit I need to do, you know? And, like, just slave. I was just basically a modern-day slave. That's what it was. Oh, sorry for burping. But I was paid to be a slave, and I got indoctrinated into this work mentality and community of, we're a family. This is what we got to do. We got to protect our own because COVID was going crazy, right? And not a lot of people were working. And like hindsight 2020, I guess, is like, I'm very grateful and fortunate that over this period of time, I was able to work and make a substantial amount of living. And the most money I've made in a calendar year completely. But just being like full-blown slave shit, you know, enough to be like, because I'm an artist, right? And I've always been an artist, and I've always looked at jobs like, I don't give a shit. Like in job interviews, I'd be like, hey, man, I do comedy. And if comedy interferes with this job, I'm out of this job. Like, I don't care. Like, I've quit jobs on the spot where they wouldn't let me go do shows. They wouldn't let me go do this. They wouldn't let me do that. And then, so I've never worked a full gig, I guess you could say, like a full, yeah, I've never really worked a full job, bro, like, you know. But it was funny because it was to this point where I realized if I have a full-time job, I'm a part-time employee. Like, that's the level you're getting out of me, you know. Like, I'll put my nose to the grindstone and do the damn thing and smash it out of the park, but at the same time, I'm like, yo, I need my days, dude. Like, I can work a Monday, Tuesday, need the Wednesday off, come back Thursday, Friday, gone on the weekend. So if I'm working a job Monday through Sunday, no days off, banging it out. Like I said, I did 46 or 47 days straight, no days off. Then I came back to do one day off, 27 days straight, 2 days off, back to like 18 days. And then it progressively got lower and lower and lower and lower like that. But wasn't able to do martial arts, wasn't able to work out. And I just became a work dude, like a full blown, because I'm from Alberta. So I was like, you know what I want to be? I want to be a trades guy right now and see what their life is like. And in thus doing that, I figured out why people kill themselves, you know, like where they just go, if this is what life is, I don't want to live it. You know, and that's what I enjoyed about the artist way is where you can take a step back and you could look at it and say, I'm okay with it. I don't give a shit. I'm done with this and I don't need it. And meanwhile, people are like, you can't do that. You need to live. You need to work and slave like that. And to me, it's like, I'm over it now. You know what I mean? Like I busted my thumb for these people. I busted my back. I've done all this kinds of shit. And I realized like, I ain't about that life, dude. Yeah, sure, whatever. I'm pushing it out. Yeah, I got a Suzuki motorbike, fucking guns out the ass, whatever you want. But really, those things don't matter anymore. And the only thing that really matters, I find, is my friends, my family, and my fine arts. And that's what it's kind of like gotten to at this point now, where it's like, we're going to come back. We're coming back into the threshold. And we're learning how to do things a lot better now and more crisp, because from what I've experienced in my life is I'm a person that is, there's almost no balance, I would say, in my life. And when there is, like there's highs, there's lows, there's no full, the only balance I guess I could truly have is like, when I chill or when I play video games or like the balance I have, some people are like, yo, you're slacking too much. And I'm like, what do you mean, man? It's like, I'm going to go hard and I'm going to go wild with it. But then when I chill, I chill. And I find a lot of my thing is I became too much of a, I don't know if you guys feel this or have ever experienced it, but you give yourself almost to too much and you spread yourself thin because you want to say yes to everything and you want to be able to smash everything and do it. I'm a bit of a smasher, you know? I'll go in, I'll a little bit, dabble, but then I'll smash the shit out of it. And sometimes it's a little too hard. You don't need to smash things. You just need to go in and slip and slide. That's all you need. You need to cha-cha slide into it. To the left. To the right. Crisscross. But I'll go in and I'll just hammer the shit out of it. And that's what we need to dial back a little bit. We need to get to our creative arts. We need to focus on our writing. And we need to focus on things that make us enjoyable. You know, because that's what I turned into. I turned into an asshole. A big asshole. And I turned into the trades guy I eventually was running from my whole entire life. And then I found myself in a position where I had to do that. And it was shitty because that was my flex, was I work 68 hours a week. I fucking have no time for my loved ones. All I do is work, make money. And I don't even got time to spend my money. So what do? I buy guns on the internet. And I get them Canada Post shipped to my house. There's so many regulations on handguns, firearms. But they'll send it to me in a cardboard box that looked like Ace Ventura fucking scissor kicked it down the hallway. And that's what I found funny too. Where it was like, you have all these restrictions and regulations on buying handguns and firearms, but then they're like, hey, man, you want it shipped to your house? And then they just give it to like a purulator guy that's like, has no idea he's carrying a fucking 45 caliber handgun with 3 magazines and a fucking autoloader, you know? And then he comes in and drops it off at your door. And then, but luckily, they got to make you sign it. So what did I do? I had to go to the post office. And this is what's funny, too, because it's like, if I was a madman, if I wanted to, I could have had a box of 45s, you know, or 9 mils, went to the post office, open the box, load it up, blast everyone, shoot myself in the fucking head, and then that's it, you know? But you don't do that because you're not a lunatic. But it's just funny where it's like, and that's what I've learned about COVID too over this time, is there's so many rules, but they're rules that, like, is it, you know, what's going on here? And then when you ask questions, they go,
you're a piece of shit. Follow the guidelines,
you know? So it's like, it's odd. I guess it's just odd. But what I was trying to say is that, like, that was my flex, was I work 68 hours a week. I have no time for anybody, not even myself. I don't have time. I don't even have time to go on a balcony and watch a pigeon coo. I didn't. Because when I went to the balcony to look at the pigeon coo, I fell asleep. Or I was thinking about work. Or I was angry about work. And the pigeon was looking at me going,
Tommy, relax.
And I thought, fuck this pigeon. You know, because I was at war. I was at war. Every day with myself, with my employer, with my other fellow colleagues and employees, I was at war, banging it out, fighting the good fight at work. And then I'd come home and all I'd want to do is rest. But I'd have the house mouse giving me house missions. So I was in a constant state of work and there was never time to relax. And then you'd look around and say, I can't wait to escape. But then you'd go, oh, there's a global pandemic. I can't escape. Mr. Trudeau is going to make me isolate. Mr. Trudeau is going to make me pay $2,000 to go into a hotel and jerk off for 4 days. I don't want to do that. If I'm paying $2,000 to ejaculate, I'm buying 4 midget hookers. That's right, because each of them are going to probably cost me $500. And if my math is right, that equals 4 midget hookers. And that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to spend $2,000 in a hotel on. 4 midget hookers. Because it's been a fantasy of mine. And if I'm coming back to quarantine for 4 days, I'm having a midget for each day. And then on the last day, I say, bring them all in. Like a sultan. I line them up. Like Saddam. And say, this one, this one, this one. And I get them. But I couldn't, you know? I wanted to escape. I couldn't. Global pandemic. You going to get your vaccine? Probably not. Are you going to quarantine? Don't want to. So what are you going to do? All you're going to do is work, you know? Because that's what it is, man. I my whole life, I've never collected EI. I've never done anything like that. I've always just worked. Took a lot of handouts from my family. A lot of handouts. But that's what family's for, you know? I'd rather suck my mom's tit than the government's tit, you know? Because at least my mother would hold me tight and close and caress the back of my skull. The government, they're going to fuck me in January or March or whenever tax season's coming. They say, suck my milk, pay me back. But my mom or my dad or my brother would say, here's the nectar of the Martinello family. Enjoy it. Don't pay it back. But I became this trades guy where even my friends didn't like me because I was just a rude person because all I did was work and I'd look at people and I'd be like, pass me that 2x4 and they'd pass me a 1x3 and I would want to fucking snap it over their neck just like a test of strength of a Buddhist monk. I wanted to snap it over their neck, but I would hold back these rages. And I would just become a dick. And that's what I have been for the past year, is just a trades dickhead. And I'm over it now. I got a busted thumb. I'm getting honorable discharge from the work, claiming the WSIB, going back, light duties. And as soon as October comes around, I'm fucking dippity slip, gip, gone. I'm going back out west. And I'm going to the promised land. I'm going back to the promised land of the conservative West. because that's where it is. That's what's going on. I've been cooped up in Ontario for so long. And as much as I love this province, my family's from this province is... It's beautiful, but it's also really fucked. And people are... People are nice here. They're good people, but they ain't Albertans. You know? And that's where I feel most comfortable in life, is back out west. So we're going to go on a nice tour in October, and we're going to have fun. And this whole cast was just to create some kind of content, just to have something out there for you people to know where I've been for this past year. And from the deep bottom of my heart, my left pectoral, I apologize for not being there for you guys. Because some of you were really interested in what I was doing. Some of you were really wanting to know where I was. But I was hiding. I was like Rambo up in the monastery. Not where, you know, like these people are like, oh, Danny's a good worker. He's funny. But they don't know I kill. They didn't know I murdered 15 to 18,000 people throughout my entire career. They don't know that. They just look at me and they say, hey, Daniel, where's the fucking 12 by 12 timber when really it's 11 and a half by 10? And I go, it's not here. And they go, it's right in front of you. And I go, that's not 12 by 12. That's 11 and a half by 10. And they go, that's the same thing. And I go, well, okay. I guess black is white and white is orange because that's the fucking same thing. But it's not. And I realized I may have a body to lift things. I may have a body to that exerts physical force, exerts dominance, exerts athletic capabilities, but it doesn't exert it for stupid bullshit at work. You know what I mean? And that's what also bugged me, was you got a body, you got big bodies at work, you got big strong guys, and they still choose to use machines and things where it's like, by the time a machine is ready to pick it up, I could have moved four or five of those fucking timber frames by myself. And that's what... I don't know. I'm just complaining at this point. But we're going to end it with a good times and a fun times. Because guess what, gang? We're not doing a full hour. We're getting our juices back. We're doing it to the point of what we're going to be doing it. And there's a lot of people out there only doing 15 to 25 minute casts, 30 minute casts. And that's what it is. This isn't really a podcast. This isn't really a vlog cast. This isn't really anything. It's just germinating content and putting it out there and sticking to the schedule and enjoying the process, baby. Because that's what we lost along the way. The enjoyment of the process. And we're getting back to it. And we're going to have fun. Because that's the only way to live now, is having fun. We're tired of these 68-hour work weeks. And I'd be much happier if I worked 35 to 40, even if I worked 40. You know what I mean? Because I'm not one to complain about a day job when I can go and do my night job. But this shit affected me in a way that I didn't even really want to do a job. And now we're back. We're back in the guest room. We got the roommate out. It's just me and the house mouse. We're making a nest, and we're doing it, and we're having fun doing it. And I may record in this room, or I may record in the living room, but either way, we're recording. So I appreciate everybody that's been watching this, and let's go out and have fun. Let's enjoy life, because we survived this pandemic. It could have been worse, and we're going to go out, and we're going to let the creativity flow. And we're going to do these things because guess what, guys? If we don't do these things or create content or all this shit, we're not going to be able to do festivals. We're not going to be able to do a lot of things. And we need to have Danny out there. We got to have Danny out there. So I'm coming to you. This broken menthol fucking cigarette thumb. I go for a consultation tomorrow, probably surgery Tuesday. We're going to Montreal this weekend. We're going to have fun. Probably do a vlog on Montreal to watch my friends, my good friends, my close family and my confidants and my brothers in arms battle and fight the good fight that we should have been fighting. And it's going to be glorious because it's nothing but love and hard work at this point on. So thank you guys for tuning in to this small little cast. I'm back with a fucked up thumb, but we're doing it. And I'll have a shirt on next time. But this time we couldn't have a shirt on because guess what? If I had a shirt on, I probably wouldn't have done this because I would have showered. I would have continued on with my day. And we just got to do it. So thank you guys so much from the front and the bottom of my heart. We're going to continue on. Stay tuned. I also got laser eye surgery, so there's no more glasses from here on out. That was another thing. Spent 5 racks on my eyeballs. Fucking seeing 20/20. Doesn't even matter anymore. Because guess what? I'm sniping from miles away. I can be in the army now if I wanted to. If I wanted to, I could be in the army. I could do a lot more things. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're going to see if we can sync up this edit and all this shit. It might be Bush League, but guess what, baby? It's better to be in a Bush League than no league at all. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, and stay tuned, man, for more stuff, whether it's shitty videos, funny videos, little vlogs, weekly vlogs, and all kind of stuff. But we're creating content. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I'll see you guys in the new future. Future, see you guys in the new future. Yeah, you guys are gonna see me a lot more this time.